Hey everyone, this is Sean Yurt-Curran. You've heard me on WYAB on the radio, and you can also catch me on the new Hulu series, Death in the Dorms, Season 2. I just wanted to introduce you all to my law firm, the Yurt-Curran Law Firm. I'm located over in Fondren on Mill Street in Jackson, Mississippi. I've got over 18 years of law practice under my belt, including a decade as a felony prosecutor in Hinds County and at the Mississippi Attorney General's Office. I spent all those years putting bad guys away. Now let me help keep you out. You can call me anytime at 601-906-909. For a consultation, or just if you want to talk about something about your case. I'm committed to helping you navigate the complexities of the legal system, which I know can be difficult and confusing and downright scary at times. Let me help you use my experience to explain the system to you and how it works and how I can best help you. You can call me again at 601-906-9094 to discuss any of this and any of your worries. Trust me to handle your defense where it is going to be my priority and your future will be my focus.
All right, folks, we're back, and it is Tuesday. Guess what? We're glad to be back here in the studios again today. All right, folks, just want to give you an update. All is well with my producer. He is going to survive. Despite our best efforts, we put a pillow over his face while he was in ICU, but the guy is strong as an ox. He's back alive, and he's harassing people yet still. So hat tip to him. He's good to go. He's going to be all right. It's the good that die young. This guy here's probably got about another 300 years. So anyway, just letting you know he's good. All right, folks, it is it's Tuesday. I'm just trying to get my sound here. I'm getting a little echo. There is a not that one. It's on the board. It's a slider. I'll have Matt show you that when he comes in here. There's another one over here. I think it's the second row from the end here. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we're still working out the books. But guess what, folks? It is Tuesday. It's going to be an open forum. And guess what? The hotline number is brought to you by our good friends over at Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. That's right, folks. When it comes to replacing the roof on your home, the siding, the windows, the gutters, anything dealing with your exterior, they've got you covered, and they do a great job. Plenty of satisfied customers, and you could be one of them. If you need an estimate, first, second, or third, give them a call, 601-326-2755. And they're real good at working with your insurance. And in fact, they can handle all the paperwork for you. That's how they roll. All right. Well, folks, there's breaking news all around. Look like Donald Trump continues to rack up the wins. What? Donald said we would get tired of winning. I'm not no ways tired at this point here. Well, breaking news out of Atlanta. President Trump, his case that he's being persecuted by the DA there, that would be Fast Fannie Willis and her sidekick, Nate the Snake, a.k.a. Pipe Wade, continues to fall apart. That's right, folks. They are in a state of confusion. Barber Mike has fallen silent, hadn't heard from him. Here's the thing, John, fallen silent, haven't heard from them. After the Supreme Court ruling, John, who was the cheerleader for that effort, somehow can't seem to find our number. John, the call-in number is 601-879-0002. Now, and I know you and Snowball over there are commiserating and sharing a glass of malt liquor, I'm pretty sure, Old E. And once you get up enough courage, you can call here and look, take your licking. And to Barbara Mike, I know it's got to be depressing for you. You being one of the Prophets of Baal Man of the Year continue to fail at your efforts to dethrone Donald J. Trump as the greatest of all time presidents. But be that as it may, what's happening in Atlanta? Well, two more witnesses have come forward on the Fannie Willis disqualification case. But guess what? Here's the deal. The judge, when he ended the trial, on Friday when the trial heard the closing arguments of both sides, I personally thought it was kind of unusual that the judge said he would issue his ruling in 2 weeks as he synthesized through all the testimony. Yeah. as he synthesized through all the testimony, you know, something there's over here. He normally turns something up on that side over there. Yeah, that's it. That is it right there, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Because otherwise it sounds a little foggy or whatever, but it's good now. All right. So the witnesses come forward, a very credible witness, I might add, Deputy District Attorney in Cobb County, a neighboring county to Fulton. And she's giving firsthand testimony that Terrence Bradley told her in her office and on many occasions over a 6 month period about the relationship between Nate the Snake, a.k.a. Pipe, Wade, and Fast Fanny beginning in 2019. A direct contradiction to the testimony he gave on stand. Then, while I slept overnight, another witness had came forward, unbeknownst to me, in a document filed with the court, saying that he saw Nate the Snake, a.k.a. Pipe Wade, having, let's just say, breaking bread with Terrence Bradley less than 6 months ago. Again, Terrence Bradley on the stand said, "Hey, I ain't heard from Nate. I ain't seen Nate in 2 years. And the waiter has come forward and said, no. He was in my, I served Terrence and Nate. Direct contradiction to the testimony of Nate, Fanny, and Terrence. Now, the hearing has not closed. In other words, the judge ended the closing arguments, and basically let's just say he suspended the operation until he made his ruling. But now he did say going out the door, barring other evidence or unforeseen circumstances or something to that effect. What that means is that the judge knew something, because this testimony actually came to the attention of the defense attorneys on Friday while Terrence was on the stand. So what I believe is that somehow there was intimated to somebody who knew somebody, and the judge somehow got whiff of that, and judge made that condition as he went out the door. So there's a strong chance this is going to get reheard. This case is going to be called to order one more last time, in which Terrence, Fanny, and Nate are going to have to explain themselves. Folks, it doesn't look good for the home team. It doesn't look good for the Trump haters out there. That would be Barber Mike and his band of hoodlums who similarly believe that Donald Trump is a criminal. So it looks like the conspiracy, the conspiracy, the RICO violations is being conducted by the state of Georgia against one Donald J. Trump. Now, in the significance of the deputy district attorney for Cobb County, that's like the number two person over at the district attorney's office in Cobb County. That's like Fannie's number two man, okay? That's like Jody Owens' number two person there in the DA's office here. Now, that person has nothing to gain by interjecting themselves into this court proceeding. In fact, there's more peril for them. Liability, censure, suspension, license forfeiture. And yet, they volunteered to come forward with information that they had. It doesn't look good for Fanny. It doesn't look good for you liars out there who knew Fanny was a liar. But you wanted to believe because she was a black woman, or she was a woman. See, there's that flesh. Bernard calls here all the time. He would always bring up about that flesh. But there is a larger issue being revealed here that I would like to tell you about. As it relates to this Fannie Willis, and we're going to extrapolate across the nation because I mentioned it on the other day. You have to consider that Fannie Willis, as much as you want to give her brownie points and kudos for being a black female, accomplished black female, yada, 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 yada. You cannot discount, nor should you overlook, in my opinion, the fact that she is morally bankrupt. She's corrupt. She's willing to lie on the stand. She's willing to lie in the pulpit. She's willing to lie to your face. She's willing to finesse evidence, and evidence has come forward. Now, I don't know if it rises to the level of witness tampering, because at the time, to my knowledge, there was no formal hearing going on regarding her status as a DA that could prosecute President Trump. But now, I'm not a lawyer, but it's clear that she was stepping in to interfere with the witness to tell him, hey, don't you say nothing about me and Nate. Don't say nothing about what I'm paying him, and don't say nothing about what he's paying me. But many of you out there who are black for a living, particularly those of you who are members of the cloth, this should give you pause. But I know many of you, it will not. Because there's just too many people out there, in my estimation and to my disappointment, who are no longer interested in doing what's right. Not one let the chips fall where they may. No, they want to put their hands on the scales of justice, as they claim was done to us down through the through our history here in this country, or as they say, our sojourn. But yet you're willing to chunk away all that for the sole purpose of seeing what you believe, who you've been taught and told is your enemy, Donald J. Trump, take it on the chin. But now I'm going to point out to you the perils of this path that we're on. And I mentioned to you the other day that I, your host, Radio Strongman, I'm going to sit here and pat my foot and just wait for your course of action to blow up in your face, to blow up on you, to leave you high and dry, morally adrift, because you try to cut corners. You're a corner cutter. You did it for your flesh. Now, if Fannie Willis is willing to do this, now, you know, really, now it's just time for her to just step down, end all this. But watch that pride. See, many of you try to believe, and you've been told, and I think a lot of this came from the Democrat Party because it's to their advantage to advance this notion that black pride is somehow excused, though the Bible tells you about the challenges of pride to one's walk, your Christian walk, but you don't want to believe it because the Democrat Party said black pride is more important than anything. Your preacher tells you that. You get that during Black History Month. And all the activities surrounding it. But it's spiritually bereft. But this is where we're finding ourselves. But I can stand here. Actually, I'm sitting. But I can stand here before you today and tell you with all the certainty that I can muster that the black community is on the verge of collapse. What is happening with Fannie Willis is just a symptom of the evidence of that collapse. Many of you think out there that it's okay for her to lie. You did it. And your whole position has been all the time, well, they ain't got no proof. Even though in your heart of hearts, kind of like what black folks knew about OJ. He probably did it. But we maintained the front. And now we're standing here looking crazy, thinking that it's going to work out. It's not going to work out well for black as a community. Because it just shows the moral drift that we have going here. And then you extrapolate that over to Congressman Thompson. You see how he was willing to lie as chairman of the committee, railroading all those people into jail. All that bogus information he supposedly collected that proved Donald Trump was an insurrectionist and all that information that he later burned, destroyed, got rid of, failed to turn over. And see, y'all think it's okay because we're getting even. But then again, your men and women of God won't tell you, brother, you don't want to do this. This is not right. This is not of righteousness. But you don't care because your flesh is on fire with blackness. All I can say to you is good luck. It is not going to work. What we're going to do is take a quick break here. When we come back, we have Mobile Bob. All right, folks, we're back, and it's Tuesday, and we're glad to be here in the studios. Breaking news, we got Mobile Bob online. You can go to Mobile. Breaking news out there, the federal appeals court there in D.C. has overturned the conviction of 100 of the J6ers sentenced. They're saying that they were over-sentenced, and we'll see how that's going to play out. They may get time served, but knowing this Justice Department, they're going to run them through the legal fees again and again and again. But they're patriots. They're going to fight the good fight. This is why I keep saying, folks, stand. These people are evil. They're wrong, and they're going to collapse under the weight of their own sins and inordinacies. Write it in blood. All right, Mobile Bob. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's going on? Yes, sir.
Hey, one good thing about the bogus election of 2020 is it gives us a real opportunity to vote for Donald Trump three times. True. You know, a guy, a president we actually like. So I had the pleasure of voting for him for the third time since for him being president. I guess it'd be a fourth time coming up. I guess it's more than that. From the primaries or whatever. But that was actually fun to do, cast my vote for president.
That's right. You guys got to vote today in your primary, right?
Yeah, the Super Duper Tuesday, as Rush Limbaugh used to call it. I saw Charles Barkley was on. Apparently, he had some show with Gail King on CNN. I guess you know that network that probably won't last another year. But although Trump wins, they may get new life with their Trump bashing like they used to have.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was talking about, you know, Trump had made a comment that blacks. He was probably, you know, all the black people who liked his mugshot, and he got his support increased among black people after he has a mugshot.
That's right. He got street cred.
You know, the truthful statement that was true. And Charles Barkley and Gayle King took offense to that. And so the black folks liked him more after he had the mugshot, which, again, was true. And Charles Barkley says, well, yeah, if I see a black person with that mugshot on a T-shirt, I'm going to punch him.
Charles has been away from the community way too long. But go ahead.
Yeah, and of course, Gayle was trying to get him to back off of that because you know you're advocating for violence there, don't you, dude? And cause she said you can't say that, and I know you don't mean it. And of course, he then reiterated that he did mean it.
Right.
Really? So, what's more of a threat to you, Charles? Or what's more offensive? Trump telling the truth of that his support among black people did increase, especially after the mugshot, or all these illegals that Biden's letting into the country, or these J6ers, like you just pointed out, who were overcharged. And they want to say that Charles Barkley went on to say that, Trump was being arrested for crimes that he did. Dude, can you look into any of that crap, Charles? This is the same guy who used to go golfing with Rush Limbaugh back in the 90s.
Right.
And he, Rush Limbaugh, was a good friend. Now you flipped that much, huh, Charles? Really?
Charles and Stephen A., these people, that interview they did together was put together by the Democrat Party to try to stave off and stem the tide of blacks even considering Donald Trump. You know, they tried acting, and you hear it all the time, I'm middle of the road, I'm either Democrat or Republican. Yeah, I know, but on election day, you're going to be a Democrat. You can talk all that crap, but on election day, you go on that booth, you're going to vote Democrat. The numbers prove that you're lying.
Exactly.
And then Charles toured around. He toured around as running as a Republican for a seat there in Alabama a couple times. You know, either he's an opportunist or he's just full of crap.
Yeah, or both.
Yeah, true that. True.
And yeah, it's like amazing, dude. You're the guy that used to golf with Rush Limbaugh, and now you punch a black person if they have a Trump mug. I got my Trump mug shot, sir. Mm-hmm. I hope I can find a spot where Charles Barkley is,
mm-hmm.
and please hit me. I would love to own that house that you, one of your houses, by the time I get through suing you.
Well, he said he's willing to do the time. He's willing to, you might bail out, but you're going to pay too. But, you know.
Exactly.
Like I said before.
I'll make it a point to be one of the ones to get sit up in his face and say, yeah, and with my red MAGA hat that I purchased at Trump Plaza, Trump International in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Anything, I may go get some Trump gold shoes to put those on. Make sure I walk right in front of Charles.
Well, and you know, as a matter of fact, we need to make that a point. When we find out where he's going to be, we as conservatives, just show up with all our T-shirts on.
Yeah, exactly.
To get the media attention, you know, drive it towards Trump.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to continue to flip this stuff back in the face. Hey, twist that knob again. I think it might have a short in it. Yeah. There you go. It might have a little click in there. But yeah, we just should show up where Charles is going to be at, and everybody's got on, all these blacks got on these Trump mugshot and Trump paraphernalia, and let him do what he do. Because the truth of the matter is, you know, it goes back to the Fannie Willis, it goes back to this lawsuit against P. Diddy, and if you look at all the stuff on the left is starting to fall apart, all the evils becoming revealed and unraveled. And if Charles want to stand over there with that foolishness, that's fine. Like I said, we can just sit here and pat our foot. We can tell you how this is going to turn out. You guys are going to be publicly humiliated. Every last one of you Democrat heads. Write it in blood.
And I'm constantly seeing news outlets, CNN, that once again keep showing polls of how bad it is for Biden out there. And you see, I mean, it's really getting hard to understand where they're going with this. Because, okay, yeah, you're showing Biden shouldn't win. I don't understand. Last time they ran, they, you know, constantly showing Biden way ahead, you know, trying to discourage Trump supporters.
Right.
I'm not understanding what their angle is now. It's getting to be really, really too late to replace him. So what's the deal? I just don't get it. Why they keep showing us these polls?
Well, they're either going to blow the country up or they're going to just flat out sabotage him from the door. He won't be able to do anything but executive order. But you know what? He was, now that he knows his way around a lot better than he did first time around, their attempts to restrict him is going to be even worse. Or harder, I should say, not worse. Mm-hmm.
Oh, exactly. I can't wait to watch the results tonight. I want Nikki Haley lambasted all. How many states are voting today? How many states are voting?
I don't know, Super Tuesday, about 5, 6, or 7, something like that. South Carolina, is South Carolina? No, they are there. 18? 15, okay. My producer says 15. 15. I didn't know it was that many.
Wow. Okay, so, and including the big four, Texas, Florida, California, New York.
Well, so he wraps it up today then. That's what it amounts to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely wrapped it today. I'm going to be glued to I switched to Newsmax mostly since Fox became game ridiculous. However, Fox has been, but I'll flip back during the voting at Fox, see what they're saying, and they have to admit, they're starting to make you feel like the old Fox again, the way they've been covering the blowouts of Nikki Haley. It almost makes you want to go back to watching them again, because, you know, maybe they're seeing the tea leaves too, and we're like, okay, it's going to be Trump, and
we might as well make some money off of it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So they're good.
Well, we're going to see how it's going to pan out, what they have, but we've got something for them. It's called prayer, and we're going to continue to cover Trump in prayer, cover this nation in prayer, and again, imperfect though he may be, he's the best we've got. He's the one who's willing to get suit up every day and go out there and fight these folks, whether anybody goes with him or not. So, hey, he's my guy. I'm going to ride him to the END.
Exactly. I do like your idea about black conservatives going around with their Trump mugshot off of Barkley. That would be perfect. I wish he'd come somewhere near me.
All right, appreciate you, Mobile. Our number is 601-879-0002. Before we go to the break, I want to remind you, our good friends over at Frederick Sales and Service. You looking for that zero-turn lawnmower? Well, guess who does the zero-turns better than anyone and has the most popular zero-turn on the market, and that is the X-Mark. Central Mississippi's largest X-Mark dealer is our good friends over at Frederick Sales and Service in Brandon, Mississippi. That's right, been around 3 decades providing great service and great products. They're located 1006 Old Highway 471 in downtown Brandon. Come on down. Financing is available, and also they have all the equipment you need to get your garden started. So you need tillers, you need your tillers serviced, or you need a brand new one. You can get everything you need at Frederick Sales and Service. Check them out online, FrederickSalesAndService.com. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back, and it is Tuesday. Glad to be back here in the studios. Want to remind you, Two Gun Tactical stands at the ready, folks, to get you squared away as far as your gun training is concerned. Located 667 Casey Lane, they were doing some maintenance work on yesterday, got everything squared away. Now they're open and ready for you to come. There you go. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's excellent. Excellent. All right, okay, now you can turn it down a little bit because it's getting a little feedback. All right, my producer is figuring it out over there. Way to go. It turns out to be a little connection issue there. All right, Two Gun Tactical, 667 Casey Lane in Flowood, Mississippi, near the Highway 80 in of Flowood. And there you can get training on the gun range. The range is only $30 for an hour. $15 more, you and your partner can shoot for in a complete hour. There you run through a lot of ammo. You get a lot of range time in. But for you folks who just want to get familiar with a new gun, they have 85 guns available that you can try out there on the range while you're there. So check it out. You've been wanting to try out one on Sig, Sauer, Glocks, whatever. They have it all there on the wall. Check it out today. But wait, there's more. They have course training, particularly for you ladies or first-time gun owners. Folks, you can get familiar with your firearm. Bring the firearm your dad gave you, the one you bought at the big box stores. You never fired, still in the box. Bring it out there and get familiar with it. At least you know, hey, this is the gun for me or it's not the gun for me. It might be that the trigger pulls too hard for you or you can't rack it. There's a lot of little things that you need to know about your firearm. Get one, become one with your firearm at Two Gun Tactical. And when the new location is open, we're going to have John and Veronica in to tell us all the great offerings there at Highway 51 and Lake Harbor in Ridgeland, Mississippi. All right, folks, getting back to the program, a couple things I want to point out, and I'm serious. I'm telling you, making a prediction, if you will, prophesying, whatever, and Donut Head will make notes of it, and he'll forget it just by the end of the day. But here's the deal. Black people, the course we're on cannot be sustained. It's a course marred in unrighteousness. So it's mired in unrighteousness. And I can guarantee you, there, okay, it's been on my end. Push it all the way in, it helps. It's a lot clearer now there, Chris. The line that you see Benny Thompson doing, it's not cute. You got to understand, when you got these people doing these things in your name and on your behalf, you're signing on to it. And because we're unwilling to stand for what's right, uphold the bloodstained banner, we're going to bring down all this wrath on us as a people and on us as a nation. Because it's not just black politicians that are lying. You got the white ones. You got people like Michael Guess, who's going to be a corner cutter the entire time he's in Congress. Greg Harper, corner cutter. Roger Wicker, bruh, he don't even recognize corners. He's running right through the middle. And it's not going to fare our nation well over time. Now, I mentioned P. Diddy, the lawsuit against P. Diddy and all the... It's pretty clear this man is pretty evil. If any of these things in this lawsuit against him is true, and it looks like this guy's got receipts. He's got pictures. He's got film at 11. And I'm drawing all this connection. I'm drawing these connections. I want you to understand this. Look at the homosexuality that's running rampant in our society. And then look at it's running through our politicians. When you look at Jeff Epstein, you're looking at P. Diddy starting to show up as another Jeff Epstein. So how are we going to rectify this here? Well, we're going to have to stand on business, as the young folks say, and stand on righteousness. All you preachers who stood in your pulpit and talked about the vagaries and the unvirtuous acts of Donald Trump, I'm not going to say you need to do it against Benny or anyone else. You need to preach what's right and righteousness. You ain't got to, but you're the shepherd. You're supposed to see this danger that's going to befall the sheep that you agreed to shepherd. But you're not doing it because you think this is a game. You don't ever have any, you're not ever going to have to account for anything. And you're always going to be a big shot. Let's go to phones. Let's go to Donna on the Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter Hotline. Hey, Miss Donna.
Hey, Kim, how you doing?
Kim is doing great. Tony the Tiger great, I might add.
Okay. Hey, who was that man that you had on yesterday?
That was Mr. Tom Klippeling.
Tom. Uh-huh. Can you spell that last name?
Klingenstein. I'll tell you what. Just
Klinken.
Go, no, Klingen, like K-L-I-N-G Stein.
Okay. Stein, Klinkenstein. Yeah, I got to re-listen to that. That was pretty good.
It's called Trump Virtues. Okay. It's on YouTube.
But we all know the devil went down to Georgia. We all know that part.
And he was looking for a fanny to steal. Yep.
He's playing that fiddle hard down there. But, you know, we had Fanny run into the church. Then we had Merrick Garland run into the church to speak their politics. Don't they know church and state do not mix? Those churches should lose their tax exemption status for that, to me, I think.
Well, I don't think they're going to do that because the IRS is ran by a bunch of liberals, it looks like, at the top.
Oh, well, true, true. We ain't going to get nothing done. Can't nobody get nothing done. Hey, and I'm glad to hear that about the J6ers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Truth is going to rise.
And I sure don't see no Democrats in jail.
Well, they're going, buddy. Donald Trump is going to prepare a place for them. That's what he's doing right now.
They matter. Hey, but I got a question for you, though. Are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hill? No, snowball? How snowball do it?
I don't know. Snowball has been barred from picking up the cell phone. I don't even know if he has a cell phone. I think she took it from him. That man is living in... Well, you know what? I can't say he's living in fear. I think he's living a life. Because when we tried to save him, she jumped on his chest as we were dragging him towards the door, and she was pounding him in the face and beating him in the chest. And the more she hit him, the more he grinned silly. And that's when Donut Head said, man, I think this is some kind of mating ritual they got going here. We need. So we broke for the dough.
Oh, gosh. Bless his heart. He needs to wake up and see the light.
Well, you just think about all the times he called here with all that old gruff talk, how he going to beat somebody down, and you ain't got long for this world. I'm Snowball. I went to Vietnam 13 times. All that kind of foolish.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right, Kim. There's a lot I want to talk about, but I don't guess I'll get started on it today. I might get too angry. Well, don't get me started on Benny Thompson, but we'll talk about it one day.
All right. Call us on that second highball, okay?
Okay. All right, Kim.
All right. Our number is 601-879-0002. But no, as I was saying, folks, there are some things are collapsing all around us. The plans that the New World Order folks had, you know what? When we catch up with Klaus Schwab and on site, we need to do a citizen's arrest, body slam them to the pavement in a Rodney King type move moment, and explain the program, you're under arrest. When I saw that video, story come out the other day about the World Economic Forum is telling us that private gardens should be outlawed. Folks, it's just time to get them. It's just time to get these people. In the interest of climate change, they don't want you to be able to garden on your own land. You just got to eat whatever they provide. Folks, it's time to get these people and all their little minions, all their little rooks and pawns. We need to put them, make them walk the plank, vote them off the island, whatever phraseology you want to use. But see, they're banking on us just being good little citizens and going along with their crap. I say, let's get them. Screw that. Let us look. If death is going to be the price we pay for interacting with these people, then death will be the price they pay. Because right now, the reason why this thing is all out of hand, because we allow too much stuff to go unchallenged. This Roger Wicker stuff all over in Ukraine, starting up that war, and now he wants to come back here and act like he's concerned about fiscal responsibility. It's time for all these people, black, white, or sky blue, green, folks. We're going to have to challenge them. Our number 601-879-0002. We'll be right back. Hey, guess what's coming up next Thursday, March 14th? It's Pi Day. It's National Pi Day. That's right, folks. And our good friends over at Your Pie, folks, they want you to come by for a 10-inch regular style pizza for just $5. That's right. Online, in-store, or on the app. The offer is good on March 14th only. Your Pie, across from Germantown High in Gluckstadt. So next Thursday is Pi Day. So for a flat $5, you can get a 10-inch regular style pizza for just $5. As they would say, come on down to Your Pie. And if your teenagers out there looking for some work, or if you're looking for a little part-time work in between the time you pick your kids up and the time you drop them off when you pick them up, you just need a couple hours worth of work. You want a lunchtime slot or you want an afternoon slot, you can work things out with our good friends over at Your Pie. Check them out today. 340 Calhoun Station Parkway in Gluckstadt, Mississippi. All right. Somebody over there? Okay, I'm sorry. So we do want you to take advantage of that great opportunity to have some good pie on Pi Day. We'll be reminding you. We'll be bringing it to your attention about Pi Day. And don't forget, Rebel Ace Hardware, it's time to crank up the savings on those zero turns. They have the gravelly zero turns at Rebel. And do you realize you can get a $1,500 cash rebate right now on a brand new gravelly zero turn, with payments as low as $78 a month. That's not bad. Details at reveloutdoor.com. Revel and gravel, brands you can trust. All right, folks. And I'm saying all this, folks. I'm making a prediction. You can write this in blood. The path that as a nation, but I want to specifically talk about the black community, black politicians, black preachers. What we're doing is not going to work. We're betting on a bad horse. Why don't we pursue righteousness? I was looking at a picture today of a young lady going into one of the local malls. House shoes, bag, you know, the whole, you know, I am so leisure. Folks, we're doing so many things wrong. And the thing about it, on the things that we do wrong, I just notice how widespread that is. But try to get folks to do something right. Try to get them, hey, man, let's do what's best for the kids. Let's do what's best for our neighborhoods. Let's do what's best for our family. People sucking their teeth and I don't know. Well, if it's something that's antisocial, that doesn't respect the common areas of our life, that doesn't affirm life, doesn't promote life, those are the things we do as a group, and we're proud of it. I got to be me. This is why I know that the fingerprints of Satan is all over those who advocate the things that, like abortion and LGBT crap. Well, these people, you know what? I got a clip here. I'll play this when I come back. It goes right to the heart of the whole LGBT pronoun crap. So just listen to that on the other side. We'll have it ready by then. But in the meantime, and in between time, we do want to remind you, Pi Day, next Thursday, March 14th, and today was my brother's birthday, my late brother. March 14th is going to be Pi Day, 10-inch pizza pie at your pie in Gluckstadt for only $5. As they would say, come on down and enjoy some great pie. And I like to tell you people out there about your pie. Your pie is a good place to take the grandkids. When you got the grandkids, and you can get some good memories built up right there at your pie, bringing them in there, watching their faces light up as they create their own pie, as the pie master behind the glass makes that pie, put the pepperoni on there, his eyes and the green peppers, his eyebrows. The kids just love it. My grands love it. Yours will also. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we are in fact back, and it is Tuesday. We're glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, I want to remind you the hotline number is brought to you by our good friends over at Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. CompleteExteriorsMS.com. All right, if you want to call for a quote, second or third, first, second or third estimate, give them a call directly, 601-326-2755. Complete Exteriors, that's who you want on your roof. All right. Donald Trump continues to rack up the victories. Got a text from our fact checker, lifeline guy, Bob Catt. And he points out to us that, All right. In order to become the Republican nominee, you have to win 1,215 delegates. This Super Tuesday, there are 865 Republican delegates up for grabs. Trump already had a handful, so he getting there. He got to be within a couple hundred delegates short of clinching this thing. So this could very well put the nail in the coffin. He's won about five or six states. Let's see. Iowa, South Carolina, the northeastern states, what is it, Maine. So he's well on his way. Now, here's the deal with the delegates. We're going to be having Andrew Gasser back in the studios with us in the next week or so, couple weeks rather, to talk about how to become a delegate here in Mississippi. This process is good for the Democrats and Republicans in terms of how it works. So he'll be explaining that process if you want to get involved. Actually, folks, this is the level in which you, when you start participating at this level and stay engaged, when these people get elected congressmen and congresswomen and things like that, these are the foot soldiers that they end up hiring. These are the people that they pick. I mean, they still have their, you know, the folks, the inside folks who worked with them on the campaign, yada, yada, yada. But what you're doing is proving your bona fides. You got to understand the Democratic and Republican Party are private institutions. They're not ran by the government. They're nonprofits. They're like an NGO. They're like the Kellogg Foundation or the Carnegie, the Rockefeller. It's just another foundation. In fact, I've got a great video, article rather, that I could read to you about how all this stuff works. It's fascinating. It's good information you need to know. And it also is going to, the homies ain't going to be real happy once I read that part on there about how blacks are faring in this situation. But hey, the information is for edification and uplift. If you don't want to be edified and uplifted, you're just going to be with your lips pooched out looking crazy. But anyway, here's a gentleman here who's telling us about how he deals with the whole LGBTQ pronoun, respect who I is and who I are and yada, yada, yada. Listen, it's just a short clip. Go ahead, sir.
And I refuse to participate. I'm not adopting your language. I'm not respecting your preferences because you don't own reality. You don't own grammar. You don't own definitions. You don't get to tell me. You don't have, you're not important enough to provide me with an instruction manual on how to talk to you. Are you kidding? How important do you have to think you are to list at the bottom of your emails? And yeah, I see you laughing about it. It's hilarious, isn't it? But what are the consequences for not abiding by it? What would happen in this chamber if I were to address Representative Finke? Need I continue? What would the consequences be?
Point of order, Madam Speaker.
Exactly. Thank you. And I refuse to participate. I'm not adopting your language. I'm not respecting your preferences. Because you don't own reality. You don't own grammar. You don't own definitions. You don't get to tell me. You're not important enough to provide me with an instruction manual on how to talk to you. Are you kidding? How important do you have to think you are to list at the bottom of your emails? And yeah, I see you laughing about it. Yeah, it's hilarious, isn't it? But what are the consequences for not abiding by it? What would happen in this chamber if I were to address Representative Finke? Need I continue? What would the consequences be?
Point of order, Madam Speaker.
Exactly. Thank you.
All right. Folks, did you hear his tone? Did you hear the firmness of his position? This is how the left get y'all all tangled up in knots. Oh, if Donald Trump would just say it just nicer. No. You didn't say it nice when you demanded I call you Mr., whatever pronoun you don't act nice to me. Not that there's a green light for me to show my red baboon booty, but you people are out of control. This is why I'm not a big fan of those who want to hoist being nice and kind to a guiding philosophy. No. We can be nice and kind, but we're not going to put up with your crap. Because one of the things that I've learned in my 68 years of living, that the people who push that nice and kind stuff, I've seen some of the most nastiest, duplicitous, lying, corrupt, evil, double dealing, backstabbing. But they're just as sweet, present a good image, and folks, it'll take you a long way. Ain't no question about it, but not with me. Because once my antenna goes up and I say, this person's full of cow residue, you're going to get dealt with accordingly. I don't owe you to go along with your scam or your scheme so you can feel good about yourself. I'm not a self-esteem builder, Hoss. It's not my job. You wanted your self-esteem built? Do something for yourself. Do something positive. Do something right. This is what I told Clay, and I tell white people, any white person who will listen. When somebody call you a racist, just say so. When you get done saying so, laugh. So? Watch how silly they look. Watch them. They're standing there just a puddle of jello, looking crazy. But when you start, I'm not racist. My dog is black. He's a black lab. Nobody cares. Who cares? So toughen up, everybody. Our number 601-879-0002. As we continue to deal with these things, these problems, and Donald Trump is showing us, these problems aren't intractable. You just have to stand. Goes back to that whole nice thing. Okay, there's nothing wrong with being, these people aren't nice. They're not Joe Biden, nice guy, old grandfatherly type, destroying our country. But you want somebody to what? You want somebody to make you feel good about your choices, not make things right, not defend the country, not pass on to our kids what we were given. No, you want your ego stroked. You want your resume enhanced. You want somebody to say what a great person you are. Just like this whole candidacy for mayor. Many people want a candidate that makes them feel good about the foolishness that they believe. I'm not that guy. I'm not. All you're going to get is good government. That's it. I'm not going to affirm the foolishness in your head about your notion of how passionate you are for the poor, the downtrodden, the addicted and all that stuff. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm there for 4 years to do one thing, stabilize the system, stabilize the city. I'm not Andrew Carnegie. I'm not there to win friends and influence people. I'm not in that regard. My job is to get those X number of city workers, everybody rowing in the same direction to deliver city services at cost or no more. And if what you want is to have your ego stroked, you're going to have candidates that will do that, going to make you feel good about drinking Dookie water, riding on tore up streets. But they make you feel so good about your compassion, about your white guilt or your black pride and all that foolishness. I am not him. I'm not him. We're going to get these city work. Everybody's goal was to make the city of Jackson look good, even me. If you're not willing to do that, then you're not going to enjoy my tenure. You wouldn't enjoy it. I understand that. It is not my fault. You just want to sit there and draw a paycheck at the expense of everybody else. And I say the same thing to the contractors out there. I don't care whether you're minority or otherwise. You got to make the city of Jackson look good. We're going to slowly get equipment where we can start doing our own repairs on our streets. If we can't outright rebuild and repave the entire street, what we're going to do, we're going to go down those roads where they got sections of just bombed out potholes, and we're going to scrape that out and rebuild that. The money that the next mayor, the average mayor, would put on his inauguration ball, we're not spending on that. We're going to spend it on equipment, paving equipment, equipment for public works. And a lot of people who riding around with white shirts on and doing all this stuff, oh, you got to put some elbow grease in. Oh, man, I got a degree from Jackson State. I know. If you're too proud to work, I understand. You can take that degree where it's sought after. We need some minds and some women who are going to make the city work, because the reward is going to be the self-esteem that comes from having done a job well that the nation recognizes and come down here and want to spend their time in Jackson, spend their money in Jackson. We're going to make Jackson. It's going to be the Jackson area. So if the things to do in Pearl, things to do in Ridgeland, things to do in Clinton, and when people come to town, when your family reunions come to town, you got some place to go. We are not going to let these politicians hold us hostage with this black crap. Black crap that don't work and don't nobody want but them, because they get their checks on the 1st and the 15th. Life is good for them while everybody else is struggling along. If you want a candidate that says, yeah, man, I give money to the poor, I give $50 gift card, oh, that's fine and good. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to put these people whose parents of these kids, give them the opportunities where they can provide their own gift cards. It's just a different mindset. But the first 4 years is going to be spent stabilizing the system. The money they're wasting on hiring all these consultants to tell us what we already know or things that we could figure out on our own, we're going to spend that on getting the equipment the city needs to work. And we damn sure ain't going to be doing all these lawyers. That's why if you get another lawyer for a mayor, that's all they're going to do. I don't blame them. That's their friends. That's their industry. But we can't afford it. And to the set-aside Negroes out there, let me tell you something. Listen to me good. How are you going to tell us that, for instance, my position is wrong as Radio Strongman, that we're going to get city services at cost regardless of the vendor's color? You saying that ain't right for black contractors? Hell, it ain't right for the citizens of Jackson for you to demand that we continue to pay you that which we don't have because you ran the money low with those scams and schemes for the last 20, 30 years. And then you're going to tell us that we're wrong? Hoss, let me tell you something, Jay Leno. You think Jay Leno got a long face? We're going to be stepping on lips because we're not doing that. I am not kidding you. We're not going to do that. And when businesses come to do business in Jackson, now I can't stop a city council member from saying that to you. But nobody who works in the executive branch for the mayor, if I hear you say to any of these businessmen, how many blacks you got, how many minorities you got, you're going to have a problem with me. Because you get your crap together and get hired because you do a good job. You just against affirmative action. No, I'm against how you've abused affirmative action and set aside. You ran this city into the ground. It's unacceptable to me. So the $1 million they wasted on Riverside Drive with the cost overrun not being paid, the $1 million they're going to give to the DEQ, the money they're spending on consultants, the millions of dollars they spent on lawyer fees for the unnecessary garbage contract fiasco, you're looking at about $4 to $6 million right there to buy equipment. And once we get the equipment, we already got the employees that are riding around here. And all you folks riding around in these cars, you better have a damn good job. Reason for you out there harassing people. Because otherwise, y'all going to be out there on the road crew. So you're not willing to help the city get stabilized, but you want to get a check on the 1st and the 15th. Oh, I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to tell you like Dr. King said, you got some difficult days ahead. I don't know what's going to happen next. What do you think is going to happen? Let's take a break. All right, folks, we are in fact back, and it is Tuesday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. I want to remind you, folks, our good friend John Dorsa, State Farm agent extraordinaire and my agent. Well, John would like to let you know that if you need a quote on homeowners, renter, or auto insurance, give him a call. Give him a call, 601-790-2600. 601-790-2600. John is located in Ridgeland on Highway 51 North, right next to the McDonald's and right next to Vinyl Plus. John Dorsey has been around since 1986 in the State Farm team. So give him your consideration when you're looking for insurance or if you need questions answered. He's the answer guy that I go to, John Dorsey. All right, folks, it is an open forum. Apologize for that. Matter of fact, it's an opportunity for me to give kudos to Diabetes Solutions, my good friend, Dr. Sheila Spann. That's right, folks. The what is it called here? She's got Diabetes Solution and Wellness Center is her clinic, and it's located right there at the Canton Hospital there, right as you're pulling into the main drive there, going into Canton Hospital there. To your left, there's a building that has a kid's pediatrician, and in the second half of that building is her clinic, Diabetes Solutions and Wellness Center. And you can go to 411diabetes.net. Let me tell you why that's important. Doc has helped me unravel the whole issue of dealing with diabetes, living with it, managing it. I'm testing my, A1C number? I think it's probably going to be down about 4. I mean, essentially, when you start getting under like 5, they say you can come off your medicines. And what happened was I was going to CrossFit, been doing all my regular exercises, but I was always tired. And turned out my diet, I wasn't keeping up. My food intake didn't need to be as high as it was. In other words, I didn't need to eat as much as I had been eating. And I was continuing to eat like I might eat breakfast. I ate at Primo's, scrambled eggs. Sausage, I ate two sausage. Well, I used to order two scrambled eggs and two slices of toast. Well, I can't eat that much. I can eat one egg, one sausage, one slice of toast. And I was still eating the same way and it was causing so much discomfort, gastronomical discomfort. And I would be getting nauseous and all that type of stuff. And I thought it was the medicine. And it turned out the medicine had actually done what it was supposed to do. And the exercise was doing what it was supposed to do. But I was taking in too much food over the course of a day. I needed to span it out. And that alone improved the quality of my life. And I'm telling you, those of you out there who are suffering with diabetes, just go to 411diabetes.net. Let her count. She's passionate about it. She's a retired pharmacist, so she knows medicines. She helps you unravel all the medicine issues that you have, help you stay on course. She stays with you. Now, I have a monitor on my arm, so she gets the readings as they occur daily. And she's adjusting things accordingly. You can get that same. She does this for everybody. And your insurance will pay for this. You know, you get all that stuff, particularly those of us over 65, you get all that stuff from your Medicare provider telling you, hey, we offer this and this service and a lot of stuff you don't take advantage of. This is one of the things that they offer. And, you know, you can meet, you know, as often as they meet, or you can just go. The main thing is find out where you are. What is your baseline? And then work back from there. And I'm telling you all this to have a better quality of life. Do you know that I ate over the weekend, I ate a pint of Dutch chocolate Bluebell. Now, normally, if I eat Bluebell, my meter's going to spike. My meter didn't spike. And I'm telling you all this to say there are certain things that you think that you can't eat or you shouldn't eat that you can't eat. Everybody's system's a little different. Okay? So I'm not telling anybody to go out there and eat Bluebell. That's not what I'm saying. If I eat Bluebell butter pecan, man, I might as well just take the spoon and just wipe the ice cream on my gut. But this here did not spike my blood sugar for whatever reason. And that's the purposes of getting the monitor. And she helps you get all that arranged through your insurance so you get the monitor on there. And those of you who've been dealing with diabetes down through the years, you've been sitting at the, you may have just been punishing yourself on your favorite dish and didn't even know that you could eat it. But your daughter, your husband, your wife won't let you have this, that, and the other because they don't know either. They just said it's part of the food group they say you can't have. So it's worth the price of admission to get her counseling. And if you get a chance, get you some diabetic counseling out there. There's counselors out there everywhere. Well, I ain't gonna say everywhere. There's a lot of them out there. And diabetes is affecting, what, 1 out of 7 Americans? And many people dealing with the numbness in the feet and all that kind of stuff. I still get it occasionally, but it wasn't like it was. I used to have it all the time, feel like my feet were cold or numb. Now it's just, you know, on occasion now. Like I said, this weekend, you know, when I travel and things like that, I have a tendency not to stay as adherent to my diet as I should. But if I eat enough sugar, all that stuff will start aggravating again. My foot will start itching, et cetera. But go to 411diabetes.net and find out. Just leave your contact information. She'll call you. She's a studious. I mean, she's got a servant's heart for this type of stuff. She's got a servant's heart, period. But providing medical service and seeing people have a better quality of life is one of her goals. So, again, check it out. 411. And I'm telling you all this because it has really, really made a difference in my life. Just getting, and like I said, her pharmaceutical background helps you unravel all the different medicines that you're taking and what works with what and what you can and can't take. And you can call her and say, doc, they just provide this, prescribe, because not every doctor that prescribes things to you, they don't really know how it adversely affects. Now, one of the things about Dr. Spann is that she was a pharmacist at a hospital. And the hospital, I ain't saying that they're better than other pharmacists. That's not my point. What my point is that when they prescribe medicine, they get instant feedback. Your pharmacist at the local drugstore, they're good at, but see, he or she may not see you for another month. But when they send medicine up to the room, they get instant feedback. And that just helps build their repertoire of knowledge, their knowledge base. It just makes it a little bit more stout. That's been my observation and experience of what I've seen and how she operates. There are doctors that call her. Say, look, I'm getting ready to prescribe this. What do you know? What have you heard? And she does her research and gets back with them. So she's got a great working relationship with doctors throughout the area because she's got that kind of heart. So I can't commend her highly enough. So that's 411diabetes.net. Dr. Sheila Spann out of the Canton area, Merit Health. You call over to Merit Health, they'll plug you in because she was over there all those years before she retired. And now she's just right across the street. So, again, check that out. Let us take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. The hotline number 879-0002, brought to you by Complete Exteriors. Also, folks, again, for your health and edification and uplift, our good friends over at My Pure Air Consultants want to know if you've been battling respiratory concerns, issues, and just restlessness. You just can't get rested. It could very well be that the home that you called home all these years has now reached the critical mass accumulation of dust in your air ducts. That's right, dust, dirt, debris. Folks, it could very well be a breeding ground for mold, fungi, and microbes that is growing and is causing your respiratory discomfort. Well, My Pure Air Consultants will come out and clean those ducts, eliminate that being a possibility, because your comfort is their concern when it comes to respiratory happiness. My Pure Air Consultants also offers dryer vent cleaning. That's right, they'll clean the dryer vents in your clothes dryer, because it very well could be causing the same thing with that mold, fungi, microbe growth in there in that warm, moist environment. Go to MyPureAirConsultants.com. Click down the screen and you'll see My Pure Air Consultants and their duct cleaning services. Check it out today or give them a call directly, 939-7420, area code 601. Also, if you mention you heard about it on WYAB, $100 off the air duct cleaning process. All right, our price, rather. All right, folks, it is an open forum. As I continue to point out, America, God looks like he's going to give us one more last chance if we will just but turn our caps around. Now, remember, I want you to see something with Donald Trump. Think about it at the beginning of the year. They started out raiding the man's home over the holidays, harassing him, leaking documents, lies, staging photo ops of. And see, if you look at that so-called top secret documents case against him, listen closely what they say. That he supposedly had documents with top secret markings. You know what that means? That's the cover pages. That's the cover pages. You read the subpoena that they submitted to the court to go into Donald Trump's home. That subpoena was the same subpoena they sent to Trump's lawyers. So they gave him everything. You know, you get documents and you have like, you may have one or two, maybe three pages with nothing on but the name of the book. Top secret book. Top secret book. So they give it to you in a binder. You take the cover off the binder, you're flipping through it, going through it. You take some of that crap out because you're sitting there in your chair drinking your coffee or whatever, enjoying whatever. So they're saying they came back and they found one of those pages with top secret written on it. So by law, they're saying that he violated the subpoena. Folks, that's how far off in the weeds they have to go to get the man that they say is so corrupt. That's why God is defending Donald J. Trump to the chagrin of these devils. And they mad at everybody. Barbara Mike gonna send me a text. You don't think the Supreme Court is corrupt? No, I think you are. Boy. So the timeline of all this, basically their lawfare against Donald J. Trump has fallen apart. The case Jack Smith is, his tenure as special prosecutor is shakier than Fannie Willis's. It's not going to go well. Trump gets back at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He pardons himself, pardon the J6, pardon all these people who have been done wrong by this corrupt Department of Justice. And then start going after them. And I've been telling you, And to the black community, I'm telling you one more last time, it's collapsing right before your eye. The more you suborn, the more you condone the Fannie Willises of the world, the Benny Thompsons of the world. When I say condone, I'm talking about their behavior. You're destabilizing our community. Our stock in trade as Negroes was our relationship and our closeness and our spirituality to God. And we chucked all that away for titles, prestige, appointments, to be seen with certain people. Corner cutters. They've been cutting corners, spiritual corners. And now look at us now. Did you see the incident happen over there in Alabama? This is what I was saying about Charles Barkley. This is Charles, this is your state, bro. Matter of fact, this is your home. It was happening in Birmingham. 8 Biden supporters, voters, black Democrats, kidnapped a single mom, black. Hold on here. Let me just kind of give you the highlights of it. It's heartbreaking. Oh, it is heartbreaking. They kidnapped her. Here it is. The lady's name was Mahogany Jackson. So call my daughter. Here it is. They recorded her torture. Mahogany Jackson, a Birmingham mother held against her will and tortured for hours before she was killed by a gunshot to the back of her head, was stripped, handcuffed, beaten, spit on, and forced to perform sex acts at gunpoint. The horrifying ordeal was recorded by some of the 8 suspects, all known Biden supporters. The 8 have been charged in her death. 3 have been charged with capital murder. Authorities said Monday that Harris is the suspect that they believe fired the shot. Jackson leaves behind a 3-year-old daughter. 5 others were charged. Just say guys with a whole lot of damn vowels in their name. 3 capital murder suspects are being held without bond. The other 5 have bond. But at the hearing, almost 2 hours of chilling testimony, the judge ruled there was no conditions under which the suspect could be released on bond. Let's see. Lewis and Green, career criminals, also Democrats, also had their bonds on previous charges revoked. Jackson's mother cried throughout the 2-hour hearing. Let me tell you a little bit about what they did. The investigation began at 8 a.m. on February 25th when Jackson messaged family members that she was being held hostage in an apartment in southwest Birmingham. She sent her location and told them not to call her but to call police. The body was found in early. Now, why they didn't go over this? Almost 25 hours elapsed. The body was found on a mattress on an illegal dump site on an avenue called Dead Man's Row, obviously a Democrat-controlled area. Under questioning, one of the perps, Mr. Green, testified that as investigators were at the site, Jackson's body was found. A witness contacted police. There were 5 videos in all recorded of the harrowing experience that Jackson experienced. Most of the videos were recorded by Mr. McDowell. The abduction began. Authorities said Jackson arrived at one of the suspects' home with several of the suspects, all whom she knew. You know, Black Lives Matter. One of the videos taken outside of Pope's house showed Lewis and Campbell stomping and spitting on the lady, Miss Jackson. Jackson was on the ground while she was repeatedly assaulted by several of the Democrats. At one point, suspect Lewis straddled Miss Jackson and punched her in the face repeatedly. The video shows Jackson saying that her attackers, "Hey, you won, just let me go." In one of the videos, Green testified Lewis was taking off Jackson's shirt. Lewis was videotaped dragging the new Jackson by her hair towards a vehicle. McCall was seen on the video yelling, "Pop the trunk." Again, all wearing Black Lives Matter t-shirt and calling me and Uncle Tom and Trump a racist. Jackson was then shown being forced to perform sex on suspect Green, Lewis, and McCall. The sexual assault was taking place in McCall's bedroom, his apartment. McCall said, McCall told Jackson that the gentleman receiving the sex better enjoy it or she would be killed. At one point, these Biden supporters made, I'm saying this to make you mad. Jackson pulled down her pants. At one point, McCall made Jackson pull down her pants and again assaulted her. All the suspects were at Lewis' apartment at one time or another, in and out during the day. So for 24 hours, she was tortured. Authority believes then she was fatally shot in the back of the head after sending the help messages to her family. After they left, they said Mr. Robinson, Lewis and McCall went to pick up Robinson's children. No remorse. This is what I'm trying to tell Charles Brawley. Bro, you have no idea what you're dealing with out here. The black community is collapsing. Our young folks are out of their damn minds. And all these pulpit pimps and politicians, they think this is a game. I'm just telling you, the culmination of our inordinacy and sin is going to be visited upon America and on the black community, I suspect, to you this year. The P. Diddy things is all evidence that what we're doing is not working. The sin is coming unraveled, and all those tethered to it are going to be exposed. The Democrat Party is the party of death. And all you folks who are disciples of Christ who stand there and won't stand and raise the bloodstained banner like you raised the clarion call against Donald Trump from your pulpit. You think it's a game. You got your stuff here on earth. Don't look for no reward in heaven. You got to stand with your picture with Joe Biden. Let's take a break. All right, the final few minutes up, the Kim Wade Show. And Bobcat said that Barbara Mike is shakier than Fannie Willis's booty. Don't be so hard on the barber. He a good man. He just confused, lost in his own mind. And we're going to send someone, like I said before, we're going to send a missionary team to Barbara Mike's church along with to Walter's church and to, here's the thing, John's church. You know he's got to be a preacher too. You know, he's everything else. But anyway, regarding the Birmingham, Alabama, folks, this is the black community now. We sitting up here, well, why don't you say something about what? Bruh, you better get up off that. That is so childish, immature, and inappropriate for the times that we're living. Our community is collapsing. Y'all brought us here. We did everything the NAACP suggested, everything, all these so-called leading groups, we did everything you asked for. Now, we got a mess here, and you don't want any accountability. You've lost your damn mind. I'm telling you now, accountability is coming this year. Benny, I'm telling you now, bro, look to be openly humiliated for the lies and the things you've done down through the years. Folks, it's called the manifestation of defect. It happens to everybody, even Radio Strongman. That's why it costs to take the positions that you take, good or bad. It costs me to take the positions that I take. But this is not exhibitionism. This is not ratings rants here. I believe the things you hear me say. And not only that, the things that I'm saying are the right things, not because I'm saying it. You don't want to do right unless it comes from a certain person. And that's because your spiritual leadership won't tell you, as the shepherd they're supposed to be, the danger you're in for the path that you're following. But you know what? You can mock me. You can call me out my name. It ain't going to make a difference. God's going to lord over his word. You are on a fool's errand. So, again, watch what happens with P. Diddy. What Cat Williams has been saying. All this goes back to sin. The age-old battle between good and evil. And the Jesse Jacksons of the world thought they could shoot the angles, cut the corners, and it's going to be okay. Well, it was okay for a few decades. Remember what LBJ said. He was specific. He said we were going to have those ends voting Democrat for not 61 years, not 59, 60. Guess what year this year is? But see, you won't take counsel. You like Donut Head. He got to hear it from Gerard Gibbard or CNN. Jesus. I said, boy, you on a rocket straight to your feet are dangling over the fires of hell. I don't know why you don't. Ouch, ouch. But you can't tell them nothing. That's why I can say, and we can just sit here and pat our foot. This is going to blow up on them. Now, we all in it too now. They ran a test today to see how they can screw up the elections of 2024 in November with the outages they had across social media. These people are evil. But that's why when Donald Trump stands, he just stands there and the whole world orientates around here. Look at God. But that's an example that if you would just stand on the word, you ain't got to be perfect. You ain't got to be like Bob or Mike or Walter or Vince. Just stand on the understanding that has been revealed to you. That's what our parents did when we went up to Chicago and New York. Those prayers down here in Mississippi sustained us. Folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in 22 hours, and it ain't going to get no easier. I'm going to be peeling some caps back on tomorrow.